Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
William Hetherington has been incarcerated in Michigan prisons for more than 20 years for having sex with his wife Linda. In 1986, he became the first man in Genesee County convicted of the new Michigan crime called spousal rape. Linda was not a battered wife. She testified at the trial that he had never beaten her in their 16 years of marriage. The sentencing guideline for this new offense was 12 months to 10 years, but the judge sentenced him to 15 to 30 years, twice the time served by the average convicted rapist in Michigan. 20 years later, despite an exemplary prison record, the parole board routinely refuses to parole him, giving as its sole reason, prisoner denies the offense. Hetherington has indeed always maintained his innocence. It was a he said, she said case during a custody battle. He said it was consensual sex, she said it was rape. Michigan's new rape shield law was used to prohibit cross-examination of Linda. No physical evidence of the rape was produced. An examination of Linda at the hospital right after the alleged offense showed no evidence of injury. The divorce court froze all Hetherington's assets, so he had no money to hire a lawyer, and the court refused to provide him with one. 10 years after Hetherington's conviction, a volunteer attorney obtained copies of 5 photographs taken of Linda by police at the alleged crime scene. The photographs were then examined by a forensic photographer in Miami who said they showed absolutely no scratches, tape marks, or abnormalities of any kind. Almost everybody who reads the record of what happened to William Hetherington concludes that he was unjustly convicted, unjustly sentenced, and unjustly denied parole. The feminists have created a judicial system where the woman must always be believed, even though she has no evidence, and the man is always guilty.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor, some common sense points of view. Today is Craig Smith Day. Craig, are you there?
Sure am, Derry. Good to be with you.
Yeah, we got the phone straightened out, did we not?
Well, it's a little bit better. You know, maybe if I crank on this thing a couple more times, if I get the generator working right in it, maybe it will fire straight up.
Okay, it's still not quite right, doesn't sound like. Are you familiar with the speech that Ron Paul gave on February the 15th before the House of Representatives?
You know, unfortunately, Derry, I'm not, but I'm sure it was a great speech, given it was given by Ron Paul, I'm sure.
Okay, I have here, maybe we can, while I do this, maybe you can get your phones worked out a little bit better. But anyway, Ron Paul, who is a Republican from Texas, spoke before the House of Representatives. And I thought at the time, I read this, it's a long speech, but I excerpted it. Is that a term? Excerpted? Anyway, I condensed it. I had the DB's condensed version of this. And it goes like this. Paul says, fair and honest trade requires an exchange for something of real value. First, it was simply barter of goods. Then it was discovered that gold held a universal attraction and was a convenient substitute for more cumbersome barter transactions. Not only did gold facilitate exchange of goods and services, it served as a store of value for those who wanted to save for a rainy day. As governments grew in power, they assumed monopoly control over money. But in time, government learned to outspend their revenues. It wasn't long before kings learned how to inflate their currencies by reducing the amount of gold in each coin, but the people discovered the fraud. When gold was used and the rules protected honest commerce, productive nations thrived. Whenever wealthy nations, those with powerful armies, strived only for empire and easy fortunes to support welfare at home, those nations failed. Today the principles are the same, but gold no longer is a currency of the realm. Paper is. Since printing paper money is nothing short of counterfeiting, the issuer of the international currency must always be the country with the military might to control the system. Such a system destroys the character of the counterfeiting nation's people, and this destroys the incentive to save and to produce while encouraging debt and runaway inflation. In 1971, when Nixon closed the gold window, a new system was devised which allowed the United States to operate the printing presses for the world reserve currency with no restraints placed on it. The United States authorities struck an agreement with OPEC to provide oil in U.S. dollars for all worldwide transactions. The dollar would be back with oil. And in return, the United States promised to protect the various oil-rich kingdoms in the Persian Gulf against threat of invasion or domestic coup. The arrangement allowed us to export our monetary inflation by buying oil and other goods at a great discount. During the 1970s, the dollar nearly collapsed as oil prices surged and gold reached $800 an ounce. By 1979, interest rates of 21% were required to rescue the system. In the past 5 years, the dollar has been devalued in terms of gold by more than 50%. In November of 2000, Saddam Hussein demanded euros for his oil. This was a threat to our dollar. According to Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill, at the very first cabinet meeting in 2001, the major topic was how we would get rid of Saddam Hussein. Within a very short period after the military victory, all Iraqi oil sales were carried out in dollars. In 2001, Venezuela's president spoke of switching to the euro for all their oil sales. Within a year, there was a coup attempted against Chavez, reportedly with assistance from our CIA. Iran has announced plans to initiate an oil bruise, and the oil sales will be priced in euros. Now, Iran has been on the receiving end of a propaganda war like that waged against Iraq before invasion. The truth is that paying the bills for war is impossible the old-fashioned way. That's with more taxes, more savings, and more production by the American people. To create money out of thin air allows the bills to be paid through price inflation. And this represents a tax on our tax-paying citizens. Since there are no countries that can challenge our military, they have no choice but to accept the dollar we declare today's gold. That is why countries that challenge the system, like Iraq, Iran, Venezuela, they become U.S. targets. As long as foreign countries take our dollars for real goods, the status quo will continue regardless of how huge our foreign debt and currency and current amount, regardless of how huge our foreign debt and current account deficit become. Using force to compel people to accept money without real value can only work for a short while. It ultimately leads to economic dislocation, both domestic and international, and always ends with a price to be paid. Now, that was part of a speech that was the best part of the speech that was delivered by Ron Paul to the House of Representatives. And, you know, Craig, I wondered, did those representatives that sat there and listened to that wonder if they even listened?
Well, I'm sure that they listened to part of that speech, Derry. I mean, I think that they probably turned a deaf ear when he started talking about the potential threat that Iran represents. But I think that Congressman Paul pointed out some very obvious things, and unfortunately, we don't discuss them much in America. And probably the most important one is where you talk about that a money without value, Derry, cannot last on a long-term basis. And he's absolutely correct. You know, we in America have this wonderful way of being able to steal wealth from working people. We do it in the form of taxes, and we do it in the form of inflation. And we've been doing so for, you know, since 1913, and that's how we control the economy. I love how we supposedly live in a free market, yet if it's too hot, the Fed raises rates to cool it down. If it's too cool, we lower rates to heat it up. I mean, it's nonsensical, and hopefully the American people are starting to realize that now that we see these huge trade deficits, these huge government imbalances, and now the dropping of the dollar.
Okay, let's take a break. We're visiting with Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com, and we'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Craig Smith, SwissAmerica.com, 1-800-BUY-COIN. Craig, I really thought that article, I've read, of course, the entire thing, and what you got was just a few of the high points here. But he points out, and I have seen this from several other writers, about the fact that this whole thing over in the Mideast is about the dollar, and how Iraq and Iran, neither one really have any ability to attack us militarily, but it's to strengthen the dollar because they want to sell their oil in euros. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I think that that's a portion of it, Derry. I don't want to suggest that everything that's going on in the Middle East right now is directly tied to the supporting of the dollar. However, there's a tremendous advantage to the United States of America to have actions over in the Middle East, given what we have to do to prop the U.S. dollar up. I mean, we've got to keep in mind, today the number came out, Derry, that we have $68.5 billion this month, a 5% increase in our trade imbalance. This trade deficit with foreign countries is becoming outrageous. It's kind of like the Dubai deal. We're talking about the security aspects of the Dubai port deal, when in fact what we don't want to come to grips with is that we can't afford to run companies in America anymore. I mean the Chinese are running Long Beach. I mean, we've got many foreign companies that own major corporations in America. We are borrowing to stay alive. We owe the Chinese $1 trillion, Derry, and it's only to our advantage to try and ultimately let the air out of the U.S. dollar slowly. And I would imagine that part of that is what's going on in the Middle East. There's no doubt about it now that the reports have pretty well been substantiated that Saddam Hussein had made it clear that he was not going to take dollars for oil any further. He demanded payments in euros. Iran, there's allegations and substantiated in some cases that they're trying to create this oil bourse over there where they'll only trade in euros. Now, this is on the heels of the Islamic Development Bank issuing through the Royal Malaysian Mint. We've talked about this on the program before, back in 2001, the new gold dinar. And, of course, the Organization of Islamic States have many member nations who believe that the United States of America is ripping the world off by taking worthless U.S. dollars and purchasing everything from flip-flops out of China to oil out of the Middle East. And they're not willing to be ripped off anymore. That's why if you go back to Saddam or Osama bin Laden's letter to America, what did he say his basis was for attacking America? He said, you guys are ripping us off. You're stealing our wealth from the Middle East. You're taking our oil, giving us worthless U.S. dollars that you're devaluing, and I'm not going to allow that to occur anymore. Go read the letter that he wrote to America. You can find it anywhere online by just putting his name in and put a letter to America, and you'll read his letter. And so, yes, Terry, that's a portion of it. And look, I truly believe the U.S. dollar is in serious, serious trouble. Most people don't want to come to grips with the fact that it's taking more dollars to buy homes, more dollars to buy cars, more dollars to buy gasoline.
And we're going to take more time for a commercial. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Turn. Craig will have a little more time this time between breaks. You mentioned we have a $68.5 billion trade imbalance. Was that just for 1 month?
Yeah, that was for the, let's see, this is March, so that was for the month of February. It was just announced earlier this morning, Derry, and it's setting all new records. And we were told if we dropped the value of the dollar, that trade deficit would come down. Heck, Derry, it's going through the roof.
You mean the trade deficit or the dollar? Have we dropped the value of the dollar?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, if you remember correctly, when the euro first came out, the euro was trading for 87 U.S. dollars. So it took you less than a dollar. It took you 87 cents to buy one euro dollar. Today, at the last glance, it took $1.19.14 to buy a euro. Now, we were told when that happened, and of course it got as deep as $1.30 per euro. It's back down, it's strengthened up a little bit. But we were told that would bring the deficits down dramatically. You know, it would make us more competitive overseas. Our goods and services would be cheaper to foreign countries. The reality is, Derry, foreign countries are not buying from us. We were told with NAFTA and GATT and all these trade agreements that this would open up all new markets for us.
We don't have anything to sell.
Well, you're exactly right. All we have is, you know, McDonald's and Burger King's. I mean, we're becoming a service-based country. And that's why what's happening in Iraq and Iran and the Middle East, where they're getting away from the dollar and going to euros or even payments in gold dinar, is not something that's just germane to that part of the world, Derry. The Chinese Central Bank is diversifying their foreign holdings into gold. You've got the South Africans, the Koreans, the Bank of Japan, the Bundesbank. They've all announced recently that they're moving their foreign currencies, which a foreign currency in South Korea is a U.S. dollar, okay? A foreign currency in China, their currency is the yuan. A foreign currency is the U.S. dollar. They're moving their U.S. dollar deposits into other places other than just dollars. I mean, how many trillions do they have to lend us to keep going? And the bottom line is the shift has been made. That's why you saw gold go from $265 to $550. And you have some people suggesting we could see 1,000, or even in the case of James Turk, he's suggesting $2,200.
Yeah, I hear a radio ad occasionally where they say, hey, gold could be going up to $2,000.
Well, yeah, and you know what he bases that on, Derry? If you just adjust the price of gold for the price of inflation against the U.S. dollar, you can make the argument that today gold would be a bargain at $2,000 an ounce. The reality is stuff is happening, and we don't want to deal with it. I mean, we've got Iran with nukes and the garbage in Iraq going on and the Dubai ports and the poor girl being murdered in New York. And, I mean, the news cycle is crazy. But we're not dealing with fundamental weaknesses that Ron Paul mentioned in that speech that he gave that go back to when we founded this nation. We had the basis of gold and silver as our money. It was a U.S. dollar. It was a measurement of gold and silver. It worked flawlessly till 1913, and then we messed it all up by turning it over to the Federal Reserve. And Derry, he's right. Sooner or later, it will collapse. It's like the Roman Empire. It was built on sand. It was only a matter of time before the storms came. When the storms came, it collapsed.
Go ahead.
Could we last another 50 years, 100 years? I suppose so. But it's not going to continue forever, Derry, and it might come down quicker than we can imagine. Now, does it mean the end of the world? No. It's just going to mean our standard of living is going to be reduced. You're going to have to work more hours to live the same lifestyle. You're going to have to pay more for homes, more for gasoline. And that's why we've been begging people, not asking them anymore. We're begging people, whether you use my firm or somebody else, take a portion of your money and get it diversified into something that's tangible. Real estate, gold, platinum, silver, things you can physically hold in your hands, they will withstand this test that we're going to go through as a nation.
You know, you mentioned a moment ago here that we owe China $1 trillion, and people don't, I think the typical American has no idea how we owe China $1 trillion. But China taking our dollars, bringing them home, and buying treasury bills with them.
That's correct. See, it's just like the trade deficit. You know, I mean, let's just assume all that trade deficit was with China. Let's just round it off, say it was $60 billion. Okay, we bought $60 billion more from them than they bought from us. So now they got $60 billion extra dollars. Well, we need that money to keep functioning here, so they just lend it back to us. I mean, this would be like, I'm trying to give you a good analogy, like you're in my relationship. You know, it'd be like you having to lend back whatever I pay to you or vice versa. It'd be insane. And yet the Chinese have no choice about it anymore, Derry, because if they don't lend us the money back, we can't continue to buy stuff from them. And it's really a dysfunctional, it's really a sick relationship when you think about it.
It's like a house built out of playing cards.
It really is. And people say, well, you know, China's our big threat right now. Hey, that's why I had no problem when they took over the ports in Long Beach. Because the reality is that China, no way in the world are they going to hurt us. We owe them too much money. What are you going to do, kill the guy that owes you $1 trillion?
I don't know. We've been killing the golden goose here in this country for 100 years now, but let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. For years now, you've heard me talk with Derry on the Derry Brownfield Show and the Common Sense Coalition about many of the geopolitical and economic issues of our time. A lot of times there are things I'd love to be able to say on the air that I don't think...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Off the air and do an interview. We call it the Economic Yearly Update. We discuss geopolitical and economic issues. Well, recently, Derry Brownfield, your host, and I sat down and did just such a thing. And we put together a wonderful CD called the Yearly Annual Update with Derry Brownfield. If you'd like to hear what Derry and I discuss off the air as it relates to geopolitics and economics, maybe some things I wouldn't particularly offer on the open airwaves, simply call us at Swiss America at 800-289-2646, 1-800-289-2646. Ask this person that you speak to that you'd like to get a complimentary copy of the CD with the Yearly Economic Update with Derry Brownfield. When you receive it in the mail, pop it in the car or pop it in your CD player at home and sit back and listen to about an hour as we discuss the stock market, the bond market, what's going on geopolitically and economically in the world, what are the best positions to have going forward in 2006 and beyond. I really believe it's well worth an hour of your time. It's actually a little less than that, about 52 minutes of your time, to really understand what's going on in the world today. If you've worked hard all your life to amass some type of economic future, the last thing you need is to have an economic storm take some of that away from you. With this simple 52 minutes, we can show you very clearly and concisely how to take steps to make sure that your future is rock solid. So why not give us a call at 800-289-2646. Now, if you're in the car and you don't have anything to write with, that spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. And I think you'd be fascinated with some of the stuff that you hear on this CD. The information is well thought out. You know, when you have the time to sit down and do it like that and you're not constrained with commercials and so on and so forth, you have the opportunity to really dig into some of these issues that we might not else be able to do on the air. It's kind of like being able to get Derry's monthly newsletter, the Common Sense Coalition's newsletter. It's an incredible way to be able to sit down and really think through the issues that we're dealing with of the day. So give us a call. 800-289-2646. Again, if you're in the car, it's 800-BUYCOIN. Or you can always see us on the web at SwissAmerica.com.
Craig, I apologize for getting my time off there. That threw us off about 30 seconds, and it was totally 100% my fault. In fact, I have a little note here, right in front of me. It says, 12 seconds before the hour, tell Craig IOR station's at 10 cents.
Well, you know, I was going to throw this Timex in the garbage after this because I thought to myself, man, this thing is just not keeping good time at all.
No, it was old dummy field here. Sometimes it's brown field, sometimes it's dummy field. But anyway, we got to, it'll be all right. 100
no
years
problem.
From now, we won't realize we lost or gained or whatever we did to 30 seconds there.
That's right. It's just like when the tsunami hit, they say that the revolutions of the earth were actually off by 0.00007 revolutions. And I don't think any of us noticed it. Did you?
Well, if anybody did, it would be me and this clock right here. That I've been arguing with this clock now since 1973. Same old clock.
Right. Well, it's about time Jeffco went out and bought you a new digital clock.
I've got a digital clock. I'm not smart enough to read it. I still like to see that big old second hand come sweeping around.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, you were going into the commercial break. We were talking about killing the goose that lays the golden egg. And, you know, it looks to me like our own Congress and government has done exactly that to America when we signed on to these, I call ridiculous treaties like NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA. once that started, hey, all of our manufacturing just went out the door.
Well, you're right. And, you know, I was talking about this on another program the other day. You know, I just wonder how long it will be before we outsource the Secret Service to an overseas company. You know, I mean, it's gotten to the point where have we really fallen that far behind that we can't do a better job than anybody else? Think about this, Derry, for just a minute. The car industry, we were second to none in the world, and then the Japanese came along, and the Germans came along, and they ended up beating us at the car game. And then we can go through manufacturing. And now let's talk about running ports. I mean, we should be able to run ports better than any country in the world. And yet Dubai Port Worlds runs the best well-run ships in the world. We got to keep in mind, they're not just talking about taking over six or nine ports here in America. They have ports all over the world, and they run them flawlessly. That's why the administration wants them to run America's ports, because they do a darn good job. Why can't we do that, Derry?
Well, we could.
Well, but we better get with it pretty quick here. Now, I've got some of my reasons why I believe we don't, because, quite frankly, and I'm not blaming everything on one particular person, but, you know, unions have a part in this because, you know, we've protected workers that weren't doing their jobs. Big business is part of it because they're willing to look for who can ever do it the cheapest for them. There's been an arbitraging of labor that's gone on for a long time. But I'm tired of pointing fingers. We better fix it, Derry, or we're going to wake up one day on this continent, and it's going to be turned over to other people, and the land that our forefathers fought and died for, we're no longer going to own anymore. Now, we don't think that that can happen. But, hey, tell the Ottoman Empire that it can't help.
Well, we're watching it happen on a daily basis.
Oh, you bet. Hey, tell the Roman Empire it wouldn't happen. I mean, go throughout history, and any group that was in control as a superpower in the world, if you will, they never thought they could fall prey to this stuff. And I just hope we haven't gotten so arrogant as a nation. And, I'm so disgusted with leadership, Derry. I mean, I voted for George Bush. I just had a discussion with Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily late last night. And we were scratching our heads saying, what in the world is this guy doing? I mean, does he just not care? Is he just ignoring the issues, the border, the ports? I mean, what in the world is going on? I mean, I almost feel like I'm living in a time warp, Derry.
Well, you have to realize, Craig, and it's hard for us to explain it, and because we don't really know. We don't know where these people get their orders, but I don't think it would be a bit different if Kerry was running the country.
No, I think you're right.
I think they all take their orders from the World Bank, from the WTO, from the World Trade Art, the people that are behind the world, the globalist system. And you see, I mention this almost on a daily basis, but we think this is just something that's unique to the United States. This is happening all over the world. Not just the fact that we are our manufacturing has moved, but just look at all of the other laws and restrictions that are being passed.
Right.
Same things are happening in Australia that are happening here. The same things are happening in Great Britain that are happening here. The same things are happening in all of the Western civilizations that are happening right here in the United States. So it can't be that it's just that our people are that stupid or that dumb because they're taking orders. They're all taking orders from the same hierarchy.
Well, and you may be right, Derry, and maybe it's all revolves around the human nature of wanting more and wanting to live more luxurious and more comfortable and work less. I mean, this is going to sound like I'm an old fuddy-duddy, Derry, but, I hire a lot of new young people in my business. I got some wonderful young people, but I got to tell you something. I have to hire 10 of them to get one of them to stick, because 9 of them don't want to work. They don't want to show up. They want to take extra days off. They don't want to put in a full day's work. And they all expect to be paid $100,000 a year to do absolutely nothing. And, I mean, I remember when I was a kid, and I'm not going to give you the old story that I walked 15 miles in the snow to get to work. But, Derry, I remember working 10, 11 hours a day, only getting paid for 8, not complaining about it, trying to build a few. I turn to my wife of 30 years and I say, what in the world's going on? And that's why I know that things are going to change, Derry. And they always start socially, and they're ultimately manifest in the monetary system. I mean, if you look at money and social issues, they run hand in hand. They have for 200 years in this nation. And that's why, I can't be any more sincere than to tell people, if they don't want to use my firm, go use another firm. But get something in your portfolio that's going to withstand the test of time, because I believe this country is going to go through a testing, Derry, and it's going to be felt in the economic systems. Look, where did they attack us on September 11th? Wall Street. Okay, clearly there's a move for global wealth right now. I don't understand it all, but I know one thing. People that are not in debt, people that have something of real value, will be able to rebuild if there's a crisis. And I just hope we don't send too much of our farming overseas and too much of our agriculture and beef and all those type of things that are so desperate, because at the end of the day, land, food, and gold are going to be the things that have a lasting value.
And these are the exact same things that the government does not want us to have.
You're absolutely right.
They don't want us to have land. They don't want us to have food, and they certainly don't want us to have gold. I'm looking here at the, I don't know what it was. It was the letter, whether it was a letter or an executive order or what it was. But on March 9th, 1933, President Roosevelt confiscated the privately owned gold and silver. Here's what he said. I hereby proclaim that such gold and silver holdings are prohibited, and that all such coin, bullion, or possessions of gold and silver be tendered within 14 days to agents of the government of the United States. Then he says, all safe deposit boxes and banks or financial institutions have been sealed pending action in the due course of the law.
Right, isn't that amazing? And Derry, if you look, if you go down to Section 2, subsection B, you'll see that there was one exemption in that law. And that was for coins that had a special recognized value to the collector of rare and unusual coins. That's why we've always told people, when you're buying gold, to put away coins that meet that criteria, because that's one thing that the government cannot confiscate. And we've had gold confiscation in this country before. And Derry, I thought about this as you were reading that. Think about it. There are only four forms of wealth that are found in the Bible, which is the ultimate truth: gold, silver, land, and cattle. There's no mention of stock markets. There's no mention of paper money. There's four forms of wealth. I wonder if one day we're going to end up going back to that biblical truth.
Well, we can't get away from that biblical truth, because that's still, now, when we say cattle, we're talking about food, I would assume.
Right, and leather. And
right, and when we say land, we're talking about our natural resources. We're talking about timber and mining and this sort of thing.
Right, a place to live, place to grow food, uh-huh.
But here in America, we've tied up all of that. You can't mine anymore. You can't use the timber, because the people that are behind this apparently think that a tree lives forever. A tree doesn't last very long. It's going to die anyway. You
right.
might as well make lumber out of it. But we are not allowed to do that. And you mentioned auto manufacturing earlier. You know, when Henry Ford came out with his Model T and then his Model A, and he didn't have OSHA to contend with. He didn't have income taxes to contend with. You see, our government has literally put our economy in the doldrums.
Derry, you know, I worked 25 years of my life to buy a house that's bought and paid for. Okay, and my home in Paradise Valley is bought and paid for. I don't owe the bank a penny on it. I got my tax bill the other day. And you know what? I started thinking about it. If I don't pay that tax bill, they'll take my house away from me.
Right. We don't own anything in this country. We just pretend that we do. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we are back. Craig, I'd like to ask you a question. I remember so well, and you remembered as well as I do, because we both went through about the same thing at exactly the same time, when interest went up to 21%, and we couldn't pay our notes that we owed because the interest got so high. But according to the article that Ron Paul wrote, he says that the Fed, which was it Alan Greenspan then? I don't believe it was. It was
Volcker was in 1929.
Yeah, it was Paul Volcker.
Right.
But he raised interest, and every time they'd have a Fed meeting, they'd raise it 0.5% or something. And I mean, it was just going right through the ceiling, up to 21%. He said that was to keep the dollar afloat.
Well, now, what happened was inflation was running 16%. So in order to...
But it's doing it now.
Pardon me?
I say it's doing it now. Now, they won't admit it is, but just go buy something.
Ah, well, that's the point, Derry. Now, watch. Interest rates are supposed to protect you against inflation. Let me give you a perfect. You bring up a great question, and this will be very easy for your listeners to understand. Let's say you have $10,000 in the bank, and inflation is running 16%. Well, unless you're making 20% on that money, you're not keeping up with inflation. Because let's say you make 20%. Let's say that inflation is 16%. You're losing $1,600 a year in buying power. But if you have interest at 20%, you're making $2,000 in your interest. Now, you got to pay taxes on that money, correct? So you owe 30% to the government. So that interest rate has to be 20 plus, when inflation is running 16% to keep you even. That's all interest rates are supposed to do, is protect you against inflation. Well, right now you have inflation running, in my opinion, way higher than what you can make in return in the bank. That's why we tell people that if you're in CDs or you're in time deposits right now, you are losing money every year. If you're making 3 or 4% on your money and inflation is running 5%, and it's probably more than that, you're at least losing 2% a year just sitting in cash. But most people are so afraid of losing any money. You know, like Will Rogers, he's not so concerned about the return on his money as he is about the return of his money. And unfortunately, people get frozen in that, and they stay where they are, and they're losing money. And that's exactly what the government would prefer. But I think things are starting to change now, Derry, because the world is starting to wake up to the shell game of the U.S. dollar. They're realizing that if you hold dollar, hey, why is Warren Buffett got billions of dollars bet against the U.S. dollar? This guy is not a dummy, Derry. Okay, he's not unpatriotic. He believes it's more unpatriotic to lose money than it is to play the nonsensical government game. And so he has shorted the dollar. And that's what most Americans better start doing, or they're going to wake up one day and find out that they don't have enough money to pay the bills. And I wonder how many retired people right now who planned their retirements 20 years ago with plenty of money to retire are finding themselves right now having to count pennies to get through their retirement because the government has pulled the sheets over their head and the rug out from out from underneath them.
Let's take the final break of the hour.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved, but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-654-0103. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-654-0103. That was 1-800-654-0103. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-654-0103. Shipping and handling not included.
Craig, I have another question that goes right along with what we were discussing, and I'm going back there to 19-whenever it was that gold hit $800.
1980.
In 1980. Why did it, you know, the interest rates came down, gold came down too, but why would that gold come down?
Well, because we for at least the moment, got inflation under control. We have to remember something, that there were political, geopolitical and economic events that were all diverging at one time. You had Russia invading Afghanistan. You had Americans being taken hostage in Iran. You had the huge slowdowns in the economy. You had the oil embargo of the mid-70s prior to that. And so you had all these worlds converging at once, and it just threw the balances throughout the world in an economic tailspin. And I could see that happening again, quite frankly, Derry. We forget this situation with Iran. Yeah, they might not be able to attack us. They can do something worse. They can shut the Straits of Hormuz down. And if that happens, you'll be paying $150 for a barrel of oil. That's what they threatened to do in 1980, and you saw what that did to the energy markets and what it did to the world economies. We want to just act like Iran has no threat to the United States of America, and I hate to break it to everybody, but they do. The threat of EMP is real, electromagnetic pulse. If they were to take one of these missiles that they now have and put some nuclear material on it and blow it up, you know, 25 miles up in the outer atmosphere.
For our listeners that aren't familiar with EMP, what that will do is just literally stop all the electronics in the United States at once.
That's right. Frank Gaffney from the Center of Security Policy is a good friend of mine. He just spent a couple days with me out in Phoenix, stayed at my home, as a matter of fact. I should probably wire it up, Derry, for him to spend an hour with you talking about that, because that is the single largest military threat to the United States. Nobody's going to die in it. Just everything's going to shut down.
Everything but the Mennonites and the Amish.
Yeah, you got that right. And me, I'll be up at the ranch, Derry.
but it's going to be a long walk if it happens while you're in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, it's funny because we have one car in Phoenix that's an older car, and it doesn't run off a computer, so it's going to be in good shape.
I don't think it will. I don't think a chainsaw will start.
Well,
anything that's got a spark plug in, it's not going to run.
Yeah, that's true. I should probably check on that. It's a good point there.
Now, I've got a couple old tractors that I think you can pull start and make them run because they're diesel.
Right. I should check into that. It's interesting that you said I never thought about that. You're right, because it could alter the spark, no doubt about it. But you know something? Look, I hope a lot of these things don't occur. But they could occur. That's why, you know, in that break at the half hour, I was talking about that yearly thing that you and I do where you ask questions and I give you the answers to them. Some of the things, quite frankly, I wouldn't talk about on the air. I hope people heard that and take the opportunity to call us and get a copy of that CD, because it's nice. It costs you nothing. You pop it in your car. You can listen to it going back and forth to work or driving out on the farm or whatever. And it will really give you some insights of what we believe is going to happen. Derry, you know, I'm a very optimistic person. I don't believe that we're coming apart at the seams and we're going to the boogerman in a breadbasket. But I do believe that there are some significant changes coming. And they're so easy to avoid, Derry. It's simply reducing debt, putting something away that's solid, that will withstand the test of time, just like our founding fathers had planned on, and we'll be just fine. But that's the direction we have to take, because I have no confidence in leadership anymore. I hate to be dissing on the president, because I voted for him twice. But I'm telling you something, Derry, I just don't understand what I see. And I know a lot of it comes through the filter of the liberal media. They're trying to bash him at every corner. But, Derry, some of this stuff, I mean, the new agreements we signed with India, I mean, we could spend an hour on that.
Well, just look at the Mexican border. That in itself explains part of the deal.
It's incredible, Derry. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense anymore. And I think that's why the average American is scratching their head. And whenever things geopolitically get too far out of balance, they'll be squeezed out economically. That's what happened in 79 and 80. Iran took hostages. Russia invaded Afghanistan.
And we're out of time. And may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.